Inside, I'm Cynthia Canty. As Bob Dylan wrote, you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changin'. Well, those lyrics apply to the North American International Auto Show. After some 30 years, big changes are in the wind. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howe says it is crucial the organizers of the show, the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, make an appropriately aggressive decision for fast-changing times. Daniel, why is that?
Because people or at least automakers, are abandoning auto shows. The German automakers have essentially abandoned Detroit, with the exception of the Volkswagen brand, but Audi, BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, they're all out. And they're also leaving auto shows in Paris and in Frankfurt and Geneva. In Western Europe and in North America, auto shows are kind of becoming very 20th century. And Detroit really prides itself in the last 30 years of being a must-do stop on the global circuit. And the truth of the matter is that it's not anymore, and it has to reinvent itself.
So, Daniel, you, Nora Naughton, and Ian Thibodeau reported earlier this week in the Detroit News it certainly looks like the 2020 iteration of the Detroit Auto Show is going to be in June. Tell us some of the ideas that are being kicked around for really reimagining the show.
Well, I think what they're looking at is making it more experiential. What's growing on the automotive scene are festivals, are things where the first time they see the all-new vehicle, they actually see it moving. They see it going over, if it's a truck or an SUV, going over an obstacle course, or if it's a sleek racing kind of vehicle, actually racing. There's a festival in Britain that's actually going on this coming weekend called the Goodwood Festival of Speed. It's in its 25th year, and it has been growing each and every year, and it really focuses on people having the experience of touching it, seeing it move, seeing it being driven, seeing it being put through its paces, seeing it race, seeing it fail. That's kind of the direction they want to go. And I think what people are thinking about here is we've got the Grand Prix on Belle Isle the first weekend in June. You've got the fireworks at the end of June. It's a time of year before all the big vacation crush starts to come along. And I think they see that the auto show can essentially become somewhat disaggregated. By that I mean Ford, for example, could have events inside the train station lobby. General Motors has its position on the riverfront. They've got Chrysler House at Griswold and Fort. We've got outside venues like Grand Circus Park and Beacon Park now, near DTE, and there's just a lot of things going on where they could use the facilities of downtown. The other thing I think people are thinking about is you can also enlist some of the major players in downtown to become kind of part of the team. Dan Gilbert and his real estate, the Illich family with the District Detroit, maybe Wayne State University. I mean, the sky's the limit here in terms of how creative you can be, because I think the manufacturers have come to the conclusion that the auto shows are not about reaching media anymore. They can reach us at any time, 24/7, via the web. If they want to get their message out, they host their own events that are not during an auto show, so they can maximize the attention and maximize the management of their message.
Looking at this and thinking about this, what would be the main challenges of, say, doing the show in June and all of these different venues?
Well, a couple of things come to mind. One is the renovation of Cobo has made Cobo a legitimate contender for business on the convention circuit. I'm told that they need at least 3,000 more downtown hotel rooms to just be average. Just be average, not be market leading, but to be just average. So if you have a lot of things going on downtown at the same time, at a time like June, as opposed to January, the demand for hotel rooms is going to be higher, you would assume. That's one example. Can DTE supply the power that you need on the grid to keep Cobo properly air-conditioned if you have a heat spike in the middle of June, which we all know can happen?
Yes, indeed.
Can the city provide the services from police, fire, EMS, when you have an awful lot of people downtown doing an awful lot of things in a lot of different places? I think a lot of that stuff is probably manageable. I think the city is going to be much more of a city saying, how can we do this, not 16 reasons why they can't do it. But I think the timing is right here. You have corporate players and business players who want to be part of Detroit. They want to show their employees, potentially their customers, depending on what kind of business they are, that they are engaged in the civic life of their community. And if the Detroit auto dealers who organize this show are smart, they're going to grasp that and they're going to grab onto it and say, how can we partner with you? Because when they launched this international phase of the auto show in 1989, Detroit was a very, very different place, and it was a very different place in the 90s and in the 2000s into the bankruptcy. Now you have a lot more potential partners, and I think they'd be smart to try and build those partnerships and make the show into something that people look at Detroit and say, hey, these guys get it. They have moved beyond Auto 1.0. They're moving into Auto 2.0, and they're trying to grasp the future.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.